The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 158. Kelly is behind the glass. It's Gil Alexander. And the reason Kelly's behind the glass is because it's time for Fezzik Fridays.
Whether it's at the sportsbook or anywhere else in the casino, he's always helping us find an edge. It's time for Fezzik Fridays.
Starring the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest back in the day, Steve Fezzik. Yes, he's won contests since then. He'll have us know. Follow at your own peril on Twitter at Fezzik Sports. Not very nice on there. How you doing, Stevie?
You know, good news. I'm at Circa, and I've got some like slot redemption slips. And oops, one of them expired. I don't know, 180 days. I've had it for a while. No problem. They just paid me anyways. Nice. So that's the way to do business right there.
There you go. Can I ask you about something else you texted us about during the show today?
Oh, sure.
Because it runs very counter to some of the stuff we talked about with Bill Krakenberger. You said, my voucher trick. Now, we've been saying for years on this show, don't go around a casino grabbing the vouchers out of the machines because they frown upon.
Or pick them up when they're on the counter and the like and try to cash them. Yes. Yeah.
But Stevie Fezzik is not your mere mortal. Here's what he texts. He goes, my voucher trick, whenever I see someone who left behind money in a high limit room in the machine, like 10 bucks, what do? You just throw 100 bucks on top of it. You cash out.
Exactly. I go ahead and I put in my own 100. Or hundreds,
yeah,
and then I'll hit a cash out, and so it's like 200. Maybe there's $22 in there, and now I got 222, and I take it blissfully. And like, what person in the world could possibly go? What am I supposed to do? I put my money into the machine. I've hit cash out. It's not my problem that someone, you know, seeded the machine prior to my arrival with my gambling money. Never had a problem.
I don't believe the state of Nevada would agree with you, but there you go.
That, I think it makes sense that the casino has to play hardball here because they can't have people like vultures just scavenging, going around, like
so
sweeping the floor. I tell you what.
You don't do that.
Because in Nevada, people made a living just off like listed pitchers and teasers. Whenever a teaser would push, people would like be going through trash cans looking for people that would throw out 0-1 and 1 teaser tickets because they were pushes in most Nevada books. Ties don't lose. Ties push on a teaser. So that if you lose the other game, you get your money back. In Nevada, curiously, in other jurisdictions, there's even the same companies. You play the same teaser. You lose in New York, and you push in Nevada like it's Caesars, etc.
Right. We had, you know, maybe the biggest news of the week. I mean, we had tons of big news. But the biggest news from just a sports betting handicapping standpoint, which I think you should chime in on, Dr. Bob, our buddy, guy I used to work with for many years, dear friend of mine, who comes on Fridays during college football season, gives out college football plays. You, of course, when he gives out his college football season win totals, it's like everything in the world stops for you. He has announced that he wants to spend more time with his kids. He was not doing any more college football.
Well, at least we don't have to bet what's the team Jacksonville State under anymore because they've cost us money back-to-back years. But no one has been better than Bob, like, with these season win numbers. And he's the first to say, boy, I don't really – my model never has a play that's supposed to win more than 60%, so I don't have any 3 stars, except for college football season wins where he's, like, 73 and 38, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But how refreshing is this? He's got 2 young children below age 10. He's going to spend time with the kids and the wife, still do NFL. And by contrast, look at this industry. And like our friend Spanky, very negative about the tout industry. And he's directionally correct, although there's exceptions to the rule. But you've got all these guys. You'll never hear a guy say, I'm no longer giving out NFL because I can't beat that sport. No, it's like, oh, I'm up 14 units on my 3-star play. Well, what about your 2 stars and your 4 stars and your 5 stars and the and AFC totals? They take this subset and they have this great winning percentage. It's all bull crap. Like, what did you do? It's like a mutual fund. What did you do your last 1 year, 3 years, 5 years? That's all I care about. And here's a guy, Bob, that's done great under any subset.
Yes.
And he is walking away when all these other scumbags are like losing year after year. But my Big Ten games have like won 34 units.
You're talking about the obvious, you know, ridiculous, you know, what has characterized the tout industry for decades, right? Which is from the beginning of time, which is those kind of marketing tools. I'll even compare him to like other, you know, pick sellers that we respect. If those guys are having bad years, sometimes they take their toys and they go home in the middle of a season. Bob never, right? Bob believed and always stayed true to his numbers. He goes, look, this is negative variance. This will turn. And so I just the utmost respect, he should be in the Hall of Fame. Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, you know, it's silly. We talk about the Sports Betting Hall of Fame. And like if there was a snake draft, all right, you've got guys that absolutely belong. They're great guys. They're really good. You know, Nick Bogdanovich, Richie Bacciolari. These are awesome guys. Vinny Maliulo. Can't pronounce his name. Vinny
Maliulo.
Thank you. They're all awesome. They all do a great job. They're all very, very good with what they do. But truth be told, and I think they would agree with me, if they don't, they're wrong. If there was a snake draft and you had a betting syndicate, yeah, and they're like, all right, next on the clock, we have this betting syndicate, and all those guys were available, they'd all take Dr. Bob. It's not even close. And if they didn't take Dr. Bob, it would be like, the entire organization would be fired for incompetence. So, and everyone knows this. And yet the Sports Betting Hall of Fame is full of administrators. It would be like, think about a poker Hall of Fame. We got to put another poker room manager in the poker Hall of Fame. No, maybe put Phil Ivey in, and yeah, Phil Helmuth, the guys, and Phil Gordon, the guys that actually play poker.
All right, Smarty Pants, you got to play in this basketball game tonight?
Yes. Yeah, so I am going as contrarian as it comes. So like newsletter after newsletter, what has the word been? Just pick the winner and you cash. All right. Don't worry about like if you're laying the points, it's fine.
Oh, the what you're talking about is the spread hasn't mattered in an NBA finals game.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm looking towards the favorite, just the spot with Oklahoma City. So I can lay 6.25. Six in some places, 6.5 in another. Or I can lay a money line like -215. And Gil, it's only going to get better.
Yes.
Because everyone likes to be a parrot. They like to listen and then they like to copy. And so they're like, oh, it's better to lay 6.5 than to lay -215. I assure you that is correct. That's what the history, recent history has been in the NBA finals. But that is not correct over this enormous samples of thousands of NBA games. And I don't see a scenario where one of these teams is going to say, oh, I'm going to take my ball and go home and just like lose by 30. So certainly you could see a close game where the favorite wins. So I'll be on the money line on the favorite tonight.
On the San Antonio Spurs, game two of the NBA Finals, the proverbial must-win situation.
Think about how bad basketball teasers are. There will be people who will tease the Spurs from 6.5 down to 2.5, and they need to pick another leg to win.
That's right.
So they're essentially, they don't want to lay -220 on the money line. They're going to lay like -260 effectively on the teaser.
Yeah, and again, with teasers, I always want to say, it should be intuitive to folks that just the volatility of a basketball game, college and pro, how points are much more easy to come by in college football, that means the value of every point is that much less. And so teasers, just NFL is one thing, everything else is another.
Because you only get 4 points.
That's right.
And you don't get the six points.
Basketball ones, right. Remind everybody how you're betting baseball these days.
So when I get up, I rely on Base Winner, although he loves his parlays, but that's fine. Base Winner, you know, there's a lesson to be learned here. There's people far smarter than you that do great jobs at various things, and you need to be able to identify what they're best at and use that. So I love the Base Winner daily update. He shows me he's got his starting pitcher ratings. All right. So, you know, the Mizo guy from Milwaukee will be like a 55.
Mizo guy.
He'll basically give up 0.55 runs versus an average pitcher, etc. And I love all that information, and he goes ahead and gives what the Base Winner model is, and so I take a look at that. That's my starting point. Then I get my ballpark pal, and I pull that up to get the park factors and to get the weather impact. So, like, the wind is gusting out in Wrigley today. Home runs, 50% higher than a typical day in Wrigley today. So, because of the wind.
You're an aggregator of information.
Absolutely. And everybody does certain things better than others and certain things not as well, and you need to know. You know, you can learn something from everyone. Like I ran into, you know who David Kaufman is?
No.
He's about 120 years old. He runs around. He's actually, I think he's 88. And he runs around with a computer bag with all these futures. and he has no computer. He just does it by hand, and he's got all these papers coming out everywhere. But I've never not run into him and come away with great bets because he specializes on season wins, and he loves to say, like, certain sports books, like, oh, they're so stupid, you know, and he tells me everything that that these books do wrong, and he's spot on accurate because that's all he's focusing on is the season wins.
You ran into Crack. Crack said you ran into each other at the win yesterday.
Yeah, now Crack, great. I did catch the one segment. Crack graciously gave me like a futures bet that he made there, but I didn't ask him for it. I would never ask him, hey, can you get me, you know, can I have a piece of the bet you already made? Now, I will say before he bet, I will say, hey, if you're not betting the limit, can you get me, you know, a piece of it? But I reciprocated. I found the Vikings over 7.5 minus 70 season win. That is a great bet. So I reciprocated and gave him a piece of that. But what the thing about Crack, some people absolutely love Crack, and the dummies sometimes don't like him. But what's amazing is, like, you got to be able to distinguish between who's competent, who's great, and who's not very good. Every time I'm running around town, I will run into Bill once a month, at least, in a sports book betting, especially, and if there's a promotion or something going on, he is in the arena taking advantage of all this, and all these other phonies and frauds and charlatans talk this big game, talk about how they're betting everywhere, and yet every time there's like a great casino promotion, where the heck are they? Like, the M paid 3-1 on suited blackjacks.
You saw Kelly there.
Boom! What's this? Here's Kelly. Here's Scott Seidenberg. Here's guys who actually gamble. Where are all these people? There's people like, oh, I sell blackjack classes. And I'm a great, you know, all-around advantage gambler. And they haven't been barred from any casinos, and they're not there. And maybe they got far more lucrative stuff they're finding, but I doubt it.
Steve Fezzik fired up. More on the other side, including Greg Peterson dating advice. Coming back. You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with Visa Pro.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Well, there are contests, and then there are contests. This is a very creative one and something that we would really like to participate in. We're going to do this ourselves on Monday, our little mock version of this. But we are not allowed to participate in the Splash Sports World Cup Survivor $1 million high stakes contest. If you're looking to put your World Cup knowledge to the test, at the highest level, it's for you. Splash Sports, $1 million guaranteed in this high-stakes Survivor contest. $1,000 to enter, $1 million on the line. As with every Survivor contest, you can only use a team once. Then you pick wisely for the group stage all the way through the knockout rounds. It outlasts everyone else, and the million is yours. That's simple. Kidding about the simple part. Right now, new players using promo code VSIN get a 50% deposit match up to $100, a free Quick Picks entry up to $20, plus a 100% Quick Picks payout boost on an entry up to $20. Entries close June 11th, 6 days from now when the World Cup starts. Don't wait. Head to splashsports.com/VSIN. Use code VSIN. Must be 21 and over. Available in select states only. Man, World Cup fever. French Open will go away. Stanley Cup and NBA Finals will wind down and the World Cup will be upon us.
Mm-hmm.
It'll still be in full effect, the Finals, probably. We get tweets beating
Looking
the book.
Looking forward to it.
JD in Florida has a complaint about Shohei. He says, a little off topic, but I went with the kids to an Angels game Wednesday night and was shocked at how Ohtani is almost non-existent in the stadium. Terrible ownership. Oh, you're talking about his former team like has sort of erased him. I'm sorry.
Signage or something?
Yeah. Chris Heath, Venn diagram of people that use Venn diagrams and people that saw the movie Meatballs in theater has to be a perfect circle. I resemble that remark. Boudin boy, Astros homer here, always felt what was holding Yordan back has been health. He's always been one of the best hitters in the league, so this isn't surprising for most Astros fans. Oh, it's not surprising, Boudin boy. Not surprising at all. He has always been one of the best hitters. And now, perhaps this is the year for him to win. He's won almost everything else, but he's never won the MVP. Rick Ollier. Gil, I'm with Blade here. That's you, Kelly. I, too, am glad I don't actually know you. I'm not sure how I would live with your super awful real-life voice as opposed to the silky smooth radio voice.
Yeah, you guys don't want to. You don't want to peek behind that curtain, man. It doesn't sound as good.
Also, LFG Menchik, who won the third set, by the way. Menchik got here. Okay. But Zverev up a break in set number two. Actually, up two breaks, I believe, in set number three. In set number four, Zverev losing only his second set of the entire tournament. Perhaps this is the, like with Jordan Alvarez, this is Sasha Zverev's tournament to win.
How do they say deuce number two in French?
Egalite. They don't say deuce two. They just say deuce again. Yeah. Eagle Marine. Gil, thumbs up on your radio voice. I do agree with the listeners. You have found your niche. The tennis picks, however, need improvement. Really, you don't like my plus eight units French Open? The chaotic French Open? We need an on-site mole feeding you information for all of us. What is the cartoon character that they call Kelly? Is it Milhouse from The Simpsons? Wow, Eagle Marine. Must have been on the wrong ones. The RGB, thought for the VSiN++++ ANG dating game starring Greg Hoops Peterson, hosts Stormy with a voting panel of Fez, Humans, and Sweetelson. This would definitely be entertaining, and Stormy would ground the situation, bring some validity, and she gets veto power. I love how it's the ANG show, and we've been erased from it. No emu Doug Dude, I spit my coffee on my table when you said you don't see my people playing that sport. That was funny. I didn't think anybody caught that. The James Lloyd, I watched the show on the VSiN app. Why do I keep looking for the... Oh, he doesn't like the Candy Crush ads. He wants to get through those. John Balducci, baseball stat grammar check. Can we start calling them RSBI just to piss everyone off? That's true. We should do that. Shooter McGamlin, wow, congrats, Kelly. 197 pounds is crazy. Just plain old diet and exercise?
Nope.
Happy for you. But we're happy for you nonetheless. And Eddie Vegan Runner says, best line of the week. You won't see my people play that sport. I didn't even think anybody caught that. And Jump Ball says the same thing I did. He's the MVP, one of the only illustrious awards Jordan has yet to win. 2019 Rookie of the Year, 2021 ALCS MVP, 2022 All MLB First Team, 2022 Silver Slugger. How about that? Chris Velika, kind enough to join us for a second segment here to discuss the World Cup. Chris comes to us now from Alexander Graham Bell's fantastic invention of the telephone. The audio was a little janky in the first one. Thanks for sticking around.
Apologize for the AC going on in the walled room here, that lovely cedar paneling. But yeah, no, people, especially the numbers game investigation, right, reveals that the World Cup begins next week. And I want to start with the public service announcement.
Oh, I love
there
this.
I'm sure the books are giving people are going to love me for saying this. There are books out there, nearly all of them, promoting U.S. to win the World Cup title boosts and these ridiculous prices. Please don't bet them. The U.S. does not have a chance of winning the World Cup. It is a 0% chance that the U.S. wins the World Cup. If you are thinking of betting one of those, take your money, donate it to a homeless shelter, a food pantry, an animal shelter, a charity of choice. Do not bet the U.S. to win the World Cup, regardless of what the price is. I get you're overcome with patriotism and you want to see the U.S. do well in the World Cup. If you want to bet the U.S. to reach the round of 16 or round or the quarterfinal, that's fine. That's a reasonable bet that you could see potentially happening if things broke correctly. But even if you reach the quarterfinal, you got to win the quarterfinal, you got to win the semifinal, and you got to win the championship, which is going to be three of the best like five teams in the world. And the way the tournament has now expanded, you're not going to get the Cinderella path, because unless you absolutely are dreadful, you are going to be in the knockout round. So every tournament favorite, every world power is going to be in the knockout round. So the U.S. is not winning it. Please do not take these books up on their offer of winning the World Cup at these ridiculous prices.
Yeah, not to be super serious about it, but this must have been inspired because you saw a couple things that you thought were, I'll use my words, borderline predatory maybe about this?
Yeah, I mean, every book out there is going to have a U.S. to win the World Cup promo. But yeah, there were a couple of things out there with some prices, and I'm just like, come on, man. People are going to bet this just because they see a big number and maybe they're not really sure how the tournament works or what the U.S. are going to have to do to win it. But it's not going to happen. Like, if the U.S. reaches the quarterfinal, that is a ridiculously positive and impressive tournament and a great result for the U.S.
Yeah, Paul Carr put it best. I think he said par for the round of 16. Par is round of 16.
Yes.
All right.
Perfect. Yes.
Let's add to some of the World Cup bets you've already given us. What do you have new for us?
We have new. We have Evan Gassand to lead the Ivory Coast in goals at 10-1 plus 1,000, whatever you want to say. He is now the kind of first call striker for the Ivory Coast. So if you didn't pay attention yesterday, they beat France in a friendly. You don't want to get overly excited and read too much into friendly results. But I was on here, I think, last week or the week before talking about the Ivory Coast and that they could be the top AFCON team and maybe be a dark horse to make a deep run. Evan Gassand is someone who I think is going to be in a position to lead this team in goal. They've got Yann Diamandé. They've got Ahmed Diallo as well. Some other guys who are more bigger names. But I think Gassand, his positioning on the field might be the guy to wind up doing it. So at 10-1, I like that bet. Curaçao to be both the lowest scoring team and to concede the most goals. I think one of those will hit. I just don't know what one it is. They are in a group with the Ivory Coast, with Germany, and with Ecuador. Ecuador is not going to score a ton of goals, but they're also not going to allow Curaçao to score. Whereas the Ivory Coast and Germany, they are going to pour in a bunch of goals. And maybe if it's 4-0, maybe Curaçao happens to get one late. But I think one of those I feel pretty good about hitting. So plus 400 on one, plus 450 on the other. I think that one of those, they're going to allow a ton of goals. And that's why I had talked about a few weeks ago as well about this being the highest scoring group in the competition. And then the other one that I was looking at as well is Portugal to qualify for the knockout rounds without conceding a goal. That was plus 650. If you look at Portugal's group play schedule, the first couple of matches are against Congo and Uzbekistan. Their midfield, they're going to have 75% possession in those two matches. They may win 1-0, they may win 2-0, but I find it unlikely that either Congo or Uzbekistan are going to score on Portugal. And that comes to the third group stage match, which is against Colombia in Miami. And Paul Carr has talked about this match as well, which is why he kind of likes Colombia potentially to win this group. I think Portugal at that point will be in a position where they're just going to play kickball, that they probably will be in position maybe on goal differential to just need a draw to get through and win the group. And winning that group offers a great path to the quarter and the semifinal. So I could see that match being a very boring 0-0 in the heat. So maybe if you want, you could play Colombia team total over a half or something like that, or play around with both teams to score. Your potential there, your opportunities there to get off of that bet at plus 650 are there. But Portugal can advance without conceding plus 650. My final bet for now.
For now. There's still six more days. check out Chris on Fox's Belmont coverage. He's going to get all dolled up for it. We look forward to it tomorrow. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Take care, guys. Have a great weekend.
Chris Felica, Fox Sports tomorrow, live from the Belmont. Coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
20 leagues, one mission, just win bets, baby, is your premier source of daily sports betting picks. They break down the data so you can bet with confidence across the entire sports calendar. Scan the QR code or visit justwinbetsbaby.com today and start betting smarter with Just Win Bets Baby. The name says it all. How many times did I say Just Win Bets Baby in that read?
I don't know, but justwinbetsbaby.com. Go check it out.
We get tweets, meeting the book, Rules for Society. I love the crack segments as much as anyone, but sometimes I love how you subtly educate him on how he can be wrong. There's few people in this world that have, oh, this is very nice, intelligence, tact, and common sense working all together. You're elite at your job. Thank you. I don't think I was, I think, oh, we were talking about the Matt Kalish conversation, I think, from yesterday. I don't think Crack was wrong. Crack was just making a point that he thought Kalish had a couple good points at some point in the whole thing, and then I just laid into Kalish, I think. Kind of. It's just kind of really, I mean, I tried to say it nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is, let's see, this is from, let's see. Oh, this is also from Shrek. Knicks fans thinking they won a title after game one is like the French media thinking Mbappe is sabotaging France World Cup after playing 45 minutes in a friendly against Ivory Coast last night.
Oh, I saw that. Us France ticket holders. They went down to the Ivory Coast in a friendly, Gil.
Yeah. Colin Murphy, I feel your pain, Kelly. I had Gerard first round leader.
That's brutal. Because he bogeyed 17. He had a one-shot lead on the rest of that group.
Nemo, Ryan's voice, sing all the sharps, love the under 5.5 goals in these first two games while the squares keep cashing the over tickets is a thing of beauty. Sound the horn. Yeah, that's the that's, of course, the other thing I left out of that whole hockey thing, which is the under going to die in that game. 2-0 halfway through the third period. Man. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk some college baseball.
Let's do it.
Matt Grissom joins us now, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. You can follow him on Twitter at... this is the second iteration of his Twitter. This is now at M. Grissom. M. Grissom. He, of course, is the proprietor over there at collegebaseballinsiders.com. Matt, good morning. Happy Super Regionals.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Survived the carnage of last week. Have a few futures tickets still alive. Thank you to the one-word answer in Georgia as we get to sweat now. Yes. Mississippi State coming to Athens for a Super Regional.
That's right. I asked Matt as he was going out, as we were going out last time, I was like, okay, who's winning this all? One word answer. And he goes, Georgia Tech. And I said, that's not one word. They go, okay, Georgia. So we got out of that. But by the way, before we get into what you're playing today in the Super Regionals, which now is it's no longer double elimination, right? The Super Regionals are a best of three for each of these series. What was the biggest? You kind of called UCLA losing. You were sort of lukewarm on them. Was it them to you, or I guess maybe we already answered it. Maybe it was Georgia Tech was the biggest surprise to you?
I think Georgia Tech definitely was the biggest shocker because I didn't think Oklahoma had the pitching. Even if they could figure out a way to, like, steal one, I didn't think they could get into a three-game series with them essentially and win it. And lo and behold, they did. The next shocking one, I guess you could say, is Texas A&M. Kind of laid an egg. You know, they were preseason last year, top one or two, depending on the source. And then Mike Early kind of turned it on late. They didn't look great down the stretch, but they still figured out a way to get into that regional hosting seed. And then you've got Southern Cal, who was, I think, 1-11 in quad one wins, comes into to College Station and beats you. So hats off to Southern Cal. They're primed to make a run with this pitching staff. I'll just put it that way before I get into the rest of the stuff.
All right. Well, let's get to some of the series odds. We'll flash up again. There's eight of these. We'll flash up the first four on the screen here. Cal Poly's a big dog against West Virginia. USC, a +210 versus North Carolina. Little Rock, +260 dog at Troy in the best of three. And then Ole Miss, hottie totty, +155 at Auburn, at SEC battle. USC Carolina is where your series bet is, yes?
Yes, I do like the Trojans. I think it's shocking to me that North Carolina is throwing Ryan Lynch today instead of their ace, Jason DeCaro. You've got USC throwing Mason Edwards, who's the strikeout leader in the league. He's got 164 strikeouts. It's the best by about 20-plus strikeouts. So I think he's going to bounce back. He kind of got roughed up against Lamar last weekend. Only went 4 1/3, and I think had 4 walks and 5 strikeouts or vice versa. I think he bounces back. This kid just does nothing but throw strikes. He's averaging 10 strikeouts a game when he starts, and I just think this North Carolina offense can be cooled down against really good pitching, something they haven't really seen this season in the ACC.
And you also then are taking USC +1.5 in game one then tonight, in addition to the series?
Yes, based on Mason Edwards starting against Ryan Lynch. I think it's just going to put the Trojans in a position to be able to take game one and be in the driver's seat to win that series. And then sticking with the Trojans, we have three Trojans in the final 16 here. So I'm going to try to refer to their city name and not the Trojans. Little Rock +2.5. We saw Murray State last year come in as a 4 seed. Now you've got 2 in St. John's and Little Rock. And of the two, I think Little Rock looks like they can actually belong. If you recall last year, they took LSU, the eventual national champs, to the wire in that Baton Rouge regional. And Little Rock just kind of is playing with a fire in their eyes. They're better at pitching than Troy of their last 10 games, which after last weekend, I've gone fully on board with the whole pitching staff. It is important. I said it might not matter until Omaha, but they're proving time and time again that when you get into these situations, deep pitching staff is really all you have to be able to push through. We saw Arkansas unable to do it. They couldn't find anybody out of that bullpen in Lawrence to really push Kansas, even with a 5-0 lead early on. So I'm going to go back to the well here with just really good pitching staffs, and Little Rock, in my opinion, better than Troy right now. And they have nothing to lose. They're playing with house money as a 4 seed. So give me Little Rock plus 2.5 there.
Okay. Just to be thorough, let's just throw up the series prices for the other 4 super regional matchups. Mississippi State and Georgia. That is really tightly lined, the most tightly lined of all of these. Georgia's a minus 150 favorite in their best of 3 against Mississippi State. Kansas minus 170 against Oklahoma in that best of 3 series. Texas series price minus 330 versus Oregon. And Alabama, $6 favorite versus baseball school St. John's. Those look about right to you?
Yeah, what worries me is I've got a lot of liability on Georgia, and they are 4-0 this season. They took a weekend series in Starkville. They swept Mississippi State 3-0, then beat them in the SEC tournament. And you know what they say? They may not say it, but it's hard to beat a team 6 times in one season. That does worry me a little bit. Mississippi State starting to figure it out offensively. Their pitching staff, getting Ryan McPherson back is a good addition for them. Thomas Valinkas, which if you haven't paid attention to Mississippi State, you will find it very odd. There are 2 brothers on that team. One is an outfielder, I believe, and the other is a starting pitcher. And they both pronounce their last name differently.
Come on.
As someone who follows a lot of tennis and is familiar with odd last names, I bet you've never come across that.
No.
One is Thomas Valencius and one is Vitas Valinkas.
You can't do that.
It feels illegal, but
yeah.
They'll talk about it no less than 24 times on the broadcast. So just get ready. It's just kind of one of those things. Now they have to preach about it ad nauseum. But I think Texas, that's the next most compelling one. It kind of depends on what Longhorns offense shows up. Oregon looked really good in basically an all pitching battle in their regional, and they got through it with ease, going 3-0. So I think if Oregon can pitch well, they've got the offense salty enough to push Texas. So the plus 240, you may throw a little pizza money on that just to have something to sweat out in the second set of games. And also, I know you were trying to explain to listeners last week kind of about how this sets up. So all you have to know right now is if they play games starting today, they're going to be bracket 1 in Omaha. If they start tomorrow, they're bracket 2. Bracket 1 and bracket 2, the only time they could meet each other are in the championship final. So if you have not gotten into the futures market and you want a ticket, I like to try to get a team from both sides of the bracket. So right now, to me, it's probably going to be Auburn Ole Miss winner versus Mississippi State Georgia winner in the championship final.
Wow.
Unfortunately, they have to play each other this weekend, and it's going to be a really good sweat down the stretch. But Ole Miss, I think 20-1 right now. Oh, that seems so mispriced because it's a coin flip. And I know I told you a couple weeks back, like Arkansas was the Ole Miss price, but them and Ole Miss were still the 2 that had the best odds. So
it's good. It's good enough for me.
Riding Ole Miss again.
I'm gonna do it again. Here we go, Ole Miss. Real quick, one word answer. French Open's the most chaotic tournament we've ever seen in tennis. Is this so far through the regionals about as chaotic as it's ever been?
Yes.
Yeah.
When the 2 short shots go down in the first weekend, absolutely.
It's awesome. Love it. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. CollegeBaseballInsiders.com. Coming back, MVP in the American.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We got some breaking news here.
We do.
Matteo Arnaldi has pulled out. He has withdrawn from his semifinal match before it even starts against Flavio Cobolli. That according to the Tennis Letter. Such a sad end, they say, to a great run for him. And Flavio Cobolli now advances to his first Grand Slam final. Arnaldi had been logging a lot of hours in this tournament, unable to go against his countryman Cobolli, so we have our final set. It is Andreeva versus Svalinska on the ladies' side tomorrow, and then Sasha Zverev looking for his first Grand Slam title in a career of so many near misses against Flavio Cobolli. We will have a first-time Grand Slam winner on both sides of the bracket. What a tournament. What a tournament.
Do we have a reason?
I'm just going to assume it's just wear and tear. We'll find out. I don't know. So we've got to be an injury of some kind. Duck Fan for Life on Twitter, OregonGuy71. I'm a high-volume $200 unit sports bettor with $118,000 settled in May. ProfitX gives me a monthly report showing that they estimated I saved $6,350. Versus placing the same bets at a traditional sportsbook. I love that they do that at ProfitX.
That's great.
Chris Heath, Janie? Janie? Spelled with a Y, spelled with an IE. Is that even a name? Steve Fezzik going, Janie, as part of his hypothetical. Super Jerk is timed in. He goes, violating some basic strategies. Priceless, Fez. Hilarious. Have a winning weekend, you bums. You too, Super Jerk. B. Earl Nelson. Looks like Scheffler might not even make the cut. Yeah. The Memorial is on top of the leaderboard at the Memorial. Ryan Gerard with an 8-under through two rounds. He has a 3-stroke lead over JT Poston, JJ Spaun, Wyndham Clark, and Tommy Fleetwood. With their round still in progress at the Memorial, Jack Nicklaus's tournament. Scotty Scheffler right now? Am I seeing this correct? Is he 3-over?
3-over for his round, 4 for the tournament.
Oh,
he's
boy.
Through 10, projected cut line at 3-over. Some right. other big names that would miss out. Ludwig is right there with him, 5-over on his round, 4 for the tournament. You've got, let's see, Bobby Mack up there, not looking good. Minwoo Lee not looking good. Ricky Fowler not looking good. Alex Smalley not looking good.
How's your tournament going?
Well, yesterday, I had the one of the guys tied for first and the guy in dead last.
Ooh, do you get extra?
So, you know, a little bit of mixed results.
You get extra points for that?
That's why I brought up Smalley, but Johnny Vegas has passed Smalley. He is no longer in dead last place.
Tronsky letting us know, breaking news, Matteo Arnaldi withdrawn, Cobolli in a walkover to the final, as we just mentioned. And Mile High David, Fezzik spot on about dating. What's this? Never would have thunk it. Yeah, that's pretty solid dating advice from Steve.
I was pretty impressed with what he was texting us yesterday, and then, yeah, what he said on here. A lot of it I agree with.
Ladies love Cool Fez.
Cool Fez. I'm a believer in the lunch date. I am a believer in that. Like, he laid it out perfect. Like, the time, lunch, but there's, like, I've got my own reasons. Because, like, most of the time, I'm not taking you to lunch later on. It's going to be dinners or it's going to be something at night. And it doesn't involve me drinking. You know, like, first date, I'm not drinking. We're at lunch. It's a short time period. Like Fez said, everything goes well. Then you play it forward. Yeah, you're chuckling. But that's
no, I'm not chuckling. I'm chuckling. I'm not chuckling at you. I'm reminded.
It's like, if it's a real date.
No, not at you.
That's how I'm going. That's how I'm going.
I am reminded, as you're talking about, my old friend VR, mm-hmm. Vegas runner, Ace, who used to be, of course, on the Megapod. Betting Dork and Beating the Book feeds, whenever we would go down these roads, his first statement was always the funniest, which is, you got to establish your goal. That's where it starts. Ace. I'll leave the rest to your imagination. Here's some NFL news from Adam Schefter. The Bears board of directors voted Thursday to advance the stadium development in Hammond, Indiana.
Yeah.
With the exact date to be selected. This is the first time that the Bears board has voted on any stadium site. As one source said, there is more work to do, but barring anything very strange, it's a done deal. Wonder how Chicagoans feel about the move to Indiana. Boy. Yeah, just another franchise that moved from their historic home to a burb, if you will.
It's pretty wild.
Skins already in the coming back from the burb stage of their history. In D.C., Chicago Bears could be on their way to Hammond, Indiana. Yeah, All right, last thing about the basketball game tonight then, where, by the way, Matteo Arnaldi, I guess, is going to give a Coboli and Arnaldi about to give a press conference there. NBA tonight, Spurs, Knicks, game number two. Spurs are 6-point favorites, the zigzag spot, if you will. Total down to 215.5, down, meaning from game one, 218.5. Both of us have Spurs tickets. I have Spurs 19-1 to win it all from Christmas Day. You got Spurs so many different ways in this ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's the cliche, the must-win situation. Spurs cannot afford to go down 0-2 in this series as they head back to MSG. No team has ever won an NBA Finals in that scenario. So the Spurs are trying to avoid being down 0-2 with both losses on their home court. What do you expect to see here tonight? You expect the zigzag thing to happen?
I do. I think we see a sharper Spurs
team.
Your
confidence impresses me, by the way.
I'm kind of laughing at myself because, yeah, I'm confident, but it's also like, hey, guess what? If this one goes wrong, the season's basically just over.
Yeah.
It's like, yep. It's just kind of one last hurrah. It kind of feels like for the NBA here of load up series, load up on game. I don't think the Spurs are winning this series without winning this game. So you want to lay the points or go money line like Fez. I think that's a perfectly fine option too. I think there's going to be a lot that's made about where this number's at, Gil, but this is where I thought like game one should be at. So six is about where I had game one at. And if this is now you're adjusting for the situation and zigzag and everything. Yeah. I think you're still getting a little bit of value here on the Spurs side. So yeah, I laid the points. Look, Spurs worst field, you know, it was a worst shooting game all season.
Yeah.
Game one, like yeah, worst shooting game. We hit on earlier, the guards, Fox, Vassell, Castle, Harper combined to go 3-for-19 from three. It was bad. I don't want to focus too much on that stuff though, because the Knicks didn't play all that great either. You know, you could easily counter and say, hey, the Knicks did not play their best game.
I will go through a box score after a game and I'll try to highlight like the key stats. I mean, it didn't come off the page because, as you just said, the Spurs were 36% for the field.
Yeah.
But the Knicks were 41.5%. Right. It's not like they shot it. Yeah. Like
completely crazy. Sustainable. They could even shoot better than that. I think that, but you know, I feel like what was forgotten so quickly after that game one, it was okay. Still, it was a 14-point second half lead.
Yes.
There were times in that fourth. I mean, they had a lead with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. You look at the final score, and it doesn't feel like it was that close.
11-0 run to close the game.
You know, it was weird. We didn't really focus on this too much. It felt very NCAA tournament-esque in that fourth quarter. Like, there were scoreless droughts by both teams that you were like, how has this gone on this long? So, look, wouldn't be shocked if the Knicks look a little sharper tonight, but it's 12 in a row. This team is rolling right now.
It's so funny. I remember Johnny Millionaire on Twitter he's like, oh, you guys sounded like you're so giddy about the Knicks. No, we're just impressed. Yeah. Even though we have the Spurs tickets, it's amazing.
But you know, yes, Gil, I'm as confident as I can be laying 6 points against a team who's won 12 games in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, there's a reason why I bet the Spurs. I think they're the best team in basketball. That has not wavered. But yes, in any best of seven, if you lose the first at home, you absolutely have to win this game. I expect the Spurs to do so, but I come in with humility, right?
Yeah.
The Knicks have been just unbelievable.
They've been great. They've been great. And
they did win. You know, much like I said, you know, if I'm being consistent, I said before the Spurs-Thunder series, I said, hey, look, I don't understand all these Thunder people. Spurs beat them. Was it four out of five times in the regular season, I believe it was? And then they end up winning Knicks beat them. And I get it. Wemby was coming off the bench in a couple of them. Knicks did beat them 2 out of 3 times in the regular season. But the positive spin for Spurs backers and Spurs fans is, yeah, but the Knicks did have a lot of rest. And so ultimately, the rest was greater than any rust possibilities. And maybe the Spurs did wear down at the end of that game. It's a possibility.
Yeah, I don't want to make it this basic because what I'm betting on goes way more into it than just this, Gil. But the belief in Victor Wembanyama is where this all stems from, both of us,
yes,
right?
100%.
Victor Wembanyama, I would be shocked if he does not play a better game tonight than what he did in game one. You detailed it earlier. We have seen this all zigzagging from Victor Wembanyama really throughout the playoffs. Look, I leaned to the over tonight. The possessions were up there. I think the adjustment going up here to about 216, 216.5 is probably right on, but I'd still be leaning over, but worth updating some of these trends that we've seen in the finals because they are impressive. The unders 19-5 now over the last four NBA finals that we've seen. It is the zigzag with a team down 0-1. We are over 63% on that home team covering that second game. Worth bringing up. And then first half, I did lay the points with the Spurs. 61-33, the San Antonio Spurs first half this season for over 23 units.
Yep. Beeson Killer Sports Challenge, you can follow along at contest.killersports.com. If you're interested in that, me, Kyle Akins, and Steve Fezzik still alive mathematically. I try to put it away. Not sure if I'm going to be on the Spurs or not because it's 6.5 there, but we shall see. We've done all we could do. Prop Points is next. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.